Welcome to Healed, Whole, Called, the podcast where stories of trauma meet the healing power of Jesus. Each week, we journey with women who have walked through pain, wrestled through the process, and now stand in the promise of who God called them to be. This is more than storytelling. This is sacred space, where honesty is welcome, healing is possible, and hope is alive. And now, here's your host, Wendy Melrose.
Today, I'm so honored to welcome Debbie Touche, a woman whose life is a living testimony to the redeeming, restoring power of our Heavenly Father. And Debbie is a foster mom of two great nieces, a caregiver for her mother, and the voice of hope for anyone who's ever felt too far gone. Debbie spent over 26 years in active addiction, cycling through institutions and jails, carrying the weight of trauma-filled childhood. But her story did not end there. By the grace of God, she found freedom, healing, and purpose, not just in recovery, but in a real transforming relationship with the God who created her. Today, Debbie is passionate about Jesus and deeply committed to reaching others who are still on the road she once walked. Her story is raw, real, and full of the kind of hope only heaven can create. So, Debbie, thank you for your courage, your honesty, and your heart. We are so grateful you are here with us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So we're going to jump right in. So let's start from the beginning. What was the moment or season of the hardship you walked through that you wanted to share today?
Well, whenever I got arrested by the feds, I came into jail, and it was church night, and I got to be, you know, the women in there were witnessing to me about Jesus, and it was just, it was life-changing. I realized that I thought my life was going to be over whenever I got arrested. And I found out that it wasn't. It was just going to begin because I hated my life. So that's why I continued to use for as long as I did, because I didn't have any hope. And I was so angry. So whenever I came into that jail and these old ladies were there to share Jesus with me, it was just like, it was my time to finally live again.
And wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so was that people from your church, or was that a prison ministry?
It was just a county jail where they held federal inmates.
Okay.
And they had women from a local church there that came in, and I just happened to come in on that night. It wasn't my hometown. Yeah.
Wow. And so was there ever a moment you wanted to give up?
Oh, no. Not since that.
So that was your turning point moment.
Yes. Yes. I have never once wanted to give up since then, because my life has been so profoundly changed, just because once I learned who Jesus was and that he loved me, even though I'd done all the things that I did, there's no way. And just the mind change, the perspective that he gave me so quickly, it was amazing. And there's no way that I will ever give up. I don't have to. And you know, once I've experienced that in my heart, it would be just like turning on him. And there's no way I'll do that.
How long ago has that been now?
Almost 13 years. December 10th, 2012.
Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, when God met you in that pain, what were some of, like, how did you end up, or what were some of the key steps or habits that helped you continue on that path? Because, I mean, you said it was instant, and it probably, and maybe it really was, but were there other things that you did because how long were you in prison at that point?
Oh, no, I had just come in, like, I had been 5 days in a holding cell and then brought there. So it was very quick. But that was just the beginning of my journey. I went to, you know, I stayed there for a few months, and then I went to a halfway house, and then I got free for a little bit, and then I went to federal prison, and then I got out. Yeah, it was a long road, and there's many things that I learned to do. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, but because, like, when you had met Jesus through those women in your federal prison, was that the last time you were in there, or there was still a journey after that?
Oh, a journey. That was at the very beginning of my journey.
Okay.
And that's why, I mean, I was freed, and I felt like that way immediately in county jail, that, like I said, I thought my life was going to be over and I was going to be in prison. But I learned quickly that I had been in prison my whole entire life in my mind.
Nice.
And this was I was free for the first time in my life.
That's amazing.
And yes. And what happened was, so much being alone in the cell with my Bible so long, God just kept working in my mind and having me bring all these things. And it was all about forgiveness because I was so angry as,
Okay.
all my life. So I
Right.
had to start, I first of all had to forgive all the people that I felt had hurt me, and then I had to forgive myself.
Sure.
And it was a, God put books in my path. There was different books and just so many things that I did in that time in county, and then all through my, but I'm just telling you, I mean, yes, there's many habits, spending time with God, getting to know Christian women, not just men. Men were my
Sure.
thing all my life. Now it's women, and allowing them to teach me and lead me and love me so I could love myself.
Sure. And we
So,
all
yeah.
know healing is like an onion. So even
Yes.
this many years later, do you notice that every now and then you find a new layer?
Oh, goodness, yes. Especially now being a foster mother. I've
Oh.
never been a mother. Being a foster mother with my mother in the house. Okay, so we've got, generations in between of parenting, and I am learning so much about myself, and I'm growing because I still have a lot of anger issues, but I didn't realize it so much until you get kids and my mom and then all of us in the house together. But God's working through it with me, and I've, like I said, I've got those Christian women and my Bible study that I have at my house every 2 weeks, and just all the different things that He's working on me still.
That's amazing. We all know it's like a sanctification process. We get renewed in Christ every morning.
Oh
And
yeah.
then, remembering these words, I'm sorry, I'm still figuring this out. I mean, and that's what children can do, and even parents, they can reveal your character, right? And you're just like, oh, I thought I was okay. Guess I'm not. To the cross
Right.
I go, and here I am.
That's right. And I do that with them. I definitely come back later and say, I was wrong for the way I said that, and I'm sorry, and will you please forgive me? And of course they do, but they're learning that that's okay. I want them to learn that you can speak up, because that was my problem. I never spoke up for
Right.
myself. So now when they do it, at first I get a little bit cringy, and then I have
Yeah,
to,
right.
but I come back because I want them to know I will forgive always, and I
Sure.
want them to forgive me.
Right. It's almost kind of like every now and then I'll even tell my own children, like, is there anything that you, if you could, that you would change about me, your living situation, or whatever? I won't be mad. And
Right.
most of the time I get no. Most recently, my 13-year-old be like, can you not use words like we use? I'm like, what? Skibbity. Or like I'll be like, chicken jockey. She's like, yeah, don't do that.
Right.
Nobody does that. Like, I know, I just do it to annoy you because that's my job.
Right.
But like, did anything really surprise you about the way God moved over these years?
Oh, yeah. Like, first of all, finding me in jail, immediately it was just so real. And
Right.
then allowing me to be a mother, even though I have been all these awful things. And the prayers that I've asked, starting whenever I was in jail, I was praying, please let me have more time with my mom. Let me help my mom. And my mom's here with me, and she's been with me for 5 years. And now I've got my nieces, and I've helped with my nephew. And I'm getting my prayers answered because my family has seen me right at my worst, and now they
Sure.
get to see me at my best. So I can, because there's still a lot of things in my family that need Jesus.
Right,
And
right.
I see it, it's very surprising, especially with the mother of the two girls that I have. I love her, but she was one of my not so close nieces, and she is in a Christian rehab right now, and it's like God's showing me, he's going even into where I didn't expect him to.
Sure. Well,
Yeah.
yeah, that's what I think people don't understand, and what we want all of our watchers and listeners to, that God is omnipresent, which means he's literally everywhere.
Everywhere.
There's
Yep.
nowhere you can run that he's not going to go, hello,
That's right. Yep.
And, because he's never going to force himself in our lives. But he's always right there from the moment we are at the point where we're like, uncle, like, I
Yeah.
surrender. Like, I am done making a mess of this. And then what I think, well, I would love to ask you this. One of the things that I truly believe is that people misunderstand is the true love of the Heavenly Father. And so, would you say that in that jail for the first time with those women, that you got to encounter his real heart for you? That he's not
Yes.
over there going, Deborah, come on, wake up. Why are you in jail again? Because that's what human parents do,
Right.
not
Yes, he
our
stayed.
Father God.
Exactly. Just him. Yes, he was there whenever I was scared. I was afraid. I thought I would die in prison. I mean, these were, on my route to there. I just thought this is going to be the end. And there he was. And yes, he immediately. Love. I knew that he loved me. I knew that my life was just going to begin again, and I was at peace. And I know a lot of people, even in there, said, "How do you sleep so well at night?" and all these things. And it's like, because I finally have the love that I've been looking for all my life.
Right. And it wasn't in any relationships. It wasn't in any of the abuse. It wasn't in any of the drugs.
No,
It
no.
was just right there next to you
Yes,
the whole time
in jail. Who would
in
have thought?
jail. That's amazing. So,
Yeah.
what promise of God are you walking in now? So, I know God's using you today to care for your mother, to minister and to love on your nieces as a foster parent. But, and now you're getting a chance, with my this podcast and other times to share your story. Like, are you noticing more doors of opportunity opening
Yes.
to you to share?
Yes, I've been praying lately because I went through a couple months of feeling like this is it. This is it. And everybody says, well, you're taking care of the widows and the orphans. And I'm like, yes, but it's recovery. I want people to know from the hard places that there is easy, better places. It's not easy always, but and
Right.
this opportunity come up and as I'm very nervous just doing this, but
You're doing
and
so
then
good.
I also have another opportunity coming up soon where I might be able to go back into the women's prisons. And that's a prayer. Because that's what I want to show them because I know my story is horrible. So, and I met lots of women in there that, they're not even trying to follow Jesus, but they don't have anybody to show them. And I
Right,
want
right.
to do that, But the promise that I stand on, I guess Psalm 139 or 138, 8 is that God will work out the plans for my life. No matter
Awesome.
what, and they're good. They're good because that's what God does. He takes everything that works out for my good and his glory. So that's what I just trust that.
That's so amazing. And if someone here listening right now feels stuck in their pain, what encouragement would you share with them right now?
It's not over. There is a chance if you just pray, just to the God that you don't even know exists, just say, Jesus, help me. And he will. He will. He will find you where you're at and he will change your life.
That's amazing. It's so true. I even had heard someone's testimony about how he wasn't even sure God was real. And so he decided to lock himself up in his bedroom and he said, Jesus, it's you and me time. I don't think you're real. So we have the next couple hours for you to prove the fact that you're real.
Wow.
And he goes, I did not leave the same. And he proved that he was real. And
I
that's
just
how.
say I bet he did.
And so he had actually told at least two other people to do the same. But he says he always preface it with, "Do not do this unless you really want to know.
That's
Unless
right.
you really, really want to know."
Yeah.
And if we really look back, and I bet I would love to know. This is a good question. So now that you hindsight being completely 2020, in all of your past, including any abuse or trauma or even addictions, do you now see where the Lord was beside you the whole time?
Oh yes, many times, especially towards the end. And I even seen where he had given me opportunities to stop because I was, using and going to get arrested and things, but I just couldn't do it. I could not
Right.
do it. I used for so long that I could not do it on my own. And I remember a prayer, praying to the God that I didn't know, please keep me out of jails and institutions. And guess what? I don't know what I expected him to do with me, but I'm glad he chose institutions because I'll tell you what, that changed my life.
That's so funny. Well, and
Yeah.
sometimes when the answer is no, it's for our own good.
Right.
So, I mean, but it was what those places that he was able to see, to meet you face to face, where you actually were going to give him the time of day.
Right, exactly, because I
So,
wouldn't.
well, and there's even so Dutch Sheets, he's a minister. I think he's in the Carolinas. He talks about how he, in his 20s, he ran away from God and he was drinking himself in a bar. And the Lord whispers, "What are you doing here?" He's like, "What are you doing here, Lord?" It's that, like, we just think God's not going to meet us in those tender places or these places that we think we can hide from him.
Right.
When we realize it's not about you can't hide, like, in a creep way, it's in those, "Hey, I'm always here.
Yeah.
I'm always here." I would love for you to finish with, a word of encouragement, which you kind of already did, but like a prayer or a word that you speak over this audience and anyone that's listening to this, like, "Oh my gosh, Deborah, my family member has this, or I have this going on." And, what is it that you would say to them or pray over them right now?
I would say, if you're being abused or if you've been through addiction, molestation, prostitution, anything ugly, scary, it is not who you are. And it's not something that will not be healed. God can take away all that pain and heal it, and He will change your life. He will put the people in your path that you need, and even a book in your path. And he will help you. And he can take all that and use it for good. Just like all my trauma and all the bad things that I've done, I am using that to help other people because there's nothing new in this world. You are not the only one that's done it, and you're not the only one that's being healed from it. So reach out, get the help that you need and change your life. Give yourself a chance because you are not worthless. You are not ugly. You are not trash. You are a God-created human being, and he's waiting for you.
Oh, that's so good. It's so good. And one of the things I've heard once too is God is your favorite.
Yeah.
Every single one of us is his favorite. He will leave the 99 to come
That's
to you. And
yes,
he's
he will.
coming to you right now. So, well, I really appreciate, Deborah, that, for you sharing your heart and, even making me tear up, which is not my favorite. I don't
Right.
like tears, but it just means how moving your message is. It's amazing. And to our listeners, remember, your story is never over. You're not disqualified by what you've been through. And with Jesus, you are healed, whole, and called.
Yes.
So make sure that you subscribe to this channel. Deborah, thanks again.
Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
welcome.
Thank you for joining us on Healed Whole Called. If this episode spoke to your heart, don't keep it to yourself. Subscribe and share it with someone who needs to know that healing is possible, purpose is real, and God is still restoring. And before you go, visit resilience-press.com and download your free copy of Get to the Point of Self-Publishing, Wendy's guide to help you move from stuck to published with clarity and confidence. You'll find it in the free resources section. Until next time, stay rooted in truth, covered in grace, and always moving toward the promise.